This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die today. In the Lok Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 p.m. today, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House about overall business done during the session. He said a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with the reply of the Prime Minister. He said a special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions. In the Rajya Sabha, before the House was adjourned sine die today, the 130th Constitutional Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at the Parliament House after completion of the session in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said, many new MPs were not allowed to speak in the Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for this.
देश के लिए और सरकार की दृष्टि से बहुत ही फ्रूटफुल सेशन रहा है लेकिन ऑपोजिशन एमपीज के लिए बहुत नुकसान रहा है क्योंकि ऑपोजिशन एमपीज विशेष करके जो नए एमपीज है उसको बोलने का मौका नहीं मिला उसका जिम्मेदार है ऑपोजिशन पार्टी के खुद नेता लोग मैं जितने भी मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विशेष करके जो एनडीए के और कुछ और दल है जिन्होंने सत्र में भाग लिया उनको
The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, online money gaming has become a public health menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 passed by the Parliament highlights his government's commitment towards making India a hub for gaming, innovation and creativity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, government will encourage e-sports and online social games. He added that the bill will save society from the harmful effects of online money games. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister's office said, Both the leaders exchanged views on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of conflicts in Ukraine and the West Asia region. It said that the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflicts and early restoration of peace and stability. It added that the leaders also reviewed progress in the bilateral cooperation agenda, including in areas of trade, defense, civil nuclear cooperation, technology and energy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during their meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. He added that geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts and popular sentiments remain key drivers of India-Russia partnership. Replying to media queries, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India is neither the biggest purchaser of Russian oil nor the biggest purchaser of Russian LNG. He highlighted that India is also not the country which had the biggest trade surge with Russia after 2022. Later, the External Affairs Minister called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin and apprised him about his discussions with the first Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Putin sharing perspectives on the global situation and recent developments on Ukraine. The Indian men's air rifle team of Arjun Babuta, Rudraksh Patil and Kiran Jadhav clinched the gold medal in men's 10-meter air rifle today at the Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.